Good evening. This is Paige Estri-Torre from Financial Services Online with the weekly insurance news wrap for Thursday, June the 6th, 2024. A collection of stories that matter to you, consumer and businesses across Australia. Turning first to news out of Queensland, where we're seeing a steady approach to workers' compensation premiums. WorkCover Queensland announced a moderate 4% rise in premiums for the upcoming financial year. So if you're doing the maths, that takes the average net premium rate from $1.29 to $1.34 per $100 of wages. Under the acting CEO David Helly's watch, the agency assures this modest increase is aimed at preventing sharp spikes and maintaining Queensland's competitiveness. Of notable mention, despite global challenges such as the significant rise in mental injury claims, Queensland's scheme stands strong, leveraging a hefty $2.5 billion from investment reserves to subsidize premiums in the last 10 years. This story gains perspective against the backdrop of neighboring New South Wales, grappling with a steeper 8% premium increase. The takeaway here? Prevention is better than cure, and Queensland seems to be practicing just that, rewarding businesses with good safety records and balancing its focus on both economic stability and workforce welfare. Next, we switch gears to New South Wales, where a case of fraudulent claim has come to the fore. NRMA Insurance has taken Haneen Asfour to court amid allegations of fraud that involves counterfeit medical invoices. Asfour's bank accounts remain frozen by the NSW Supreme Court, as she is accused of illicitly accumulating over $380,000 after a car accident in late 2022. While the dust is yet to settle on this case, Asfour continues to receive her bi-weekly payments from NRMA, a stark reminder of the perils of insurance fraud and the vigilance required to combat it. But it's not all quiet on the home front with the insurance behemoth IAG. Two significant allegations have landed at their doorstep this week. Firstly, IAG finds itself in the midst of a class action spurred by Slater and Gordon in the Victorian Supreme Court. Here, over a million policyholders feature in a case where the crux lies in the alleged deceptive loyalty discounts on home and contents insurance renewals under multiple brands. Remember, ASIC's previous enforcement actions against similar misconduct led to hefty fines. Nonetheless, IAG remains steadfast, denying the allegations and promising to hold their ground at the case management hearing slated for the 3rd of October. Shortly on the heels of this, IAG finds it under the Australian Financial Complaints Authority's, or AAS, strict scrutiny. Ordered to reassess a rejected flood damage claim, IAG will now have to compensate a driver whose car bore the brunt of flood damage. Initially accused of fraud, the driver had a delayed claim submission and an absence of full documentation due to a broken leg and remote location. AFCA's intervention paints a tale of unnecessary stress and a $5,400 penalty for non-financial losses dealt to the insurer. And that, dear listeners, is your news wrap. From careful grazes in premiums to lawsuits and compensation orders, it has definitely been a week of lessons and insights. Stay tuned for more industry updates. You've been listening to Financial Services Online's weekly insurance news wrap with Paige Estri-Torre. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. And as always, we wish you a safe and secure week ahead.